You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
I did some travel this weekend to fly into the Mile High City. And I wondered, you know, the big disruption on Friday, I was like, I wonder if by Sunday everything's going to be back to normal.
How was it?
So the funny thing is, my flight was delayed, but only like 25 minutes or something.
Oh, that's not bad.
Yeah, but get a load of this, man. That pilot put the pedal to the metal, man, and against the jet stream, you know, going against the breeze, we arrived just a minute late. So they made up time.
Good for them. You know those planes can go a lot faster than what they do.
Well, they do. In fact, flights used to go a lot faster.
Got to conserve gas now.
Yeah, flights that used to, flights today that are 2.5 hours used to be an hour 45. And then they're like, no, it's just burning up too much fuel. So the planes can go faster.
So the pilots were probably loving it this weekend then, because they could really open that baby up. We're gonna open this bird up and get you to Denver just right on time today.
I had to pee during the flight. So I went up to the front, and I had to wait. There was one person in the restroom, so I just stood there by the galley area thing where the flight attendant was.
Yeah.
Really nice guy, flight attendant. And so I just asked him. I said, were you jacked up by this disruption thing? And he, like, looked up at the, you know, like he looked up
he
at
goes,
the heavens.
He goes, oh, Lord. Yeah.
He did. He said, he goes, it was bad.
I bet.
And he started giving me details about, you know, when they were supposed to be somewhere and when they got somewhere and how much they're going to have to work over the next, like, 6 days. And, you know, even though they have limits, pilots and flight attendants and everything have limits to how much mm-hmm. they can work, but they're going to be pressed to the max on all of those. He said it was bad.
Oh, I can imagine.
So
I've got some more information trickling out in trending that we can talk about, including a couple airlines that weren't affected at all. And the reason why is pretty damn hilarious.
It's funny.
But also slightly concerning, too.
Oh, I think I know where you're going with that.
Yeah.
Anyway, but other than the fact that there was a screaming baby one row ahead of me and one row behind me.
Oh, okay.
On the other side of the aisle, but one row up and one row back. Two screaming babies for pretty much the whole flight. Bless their hearts. Bless their hearts. They don't understand.
I get it now. I try not to get frustrated with those parents.
No. There's nothing you can do.
It's been there, done that type thing.
You just put your headphones on and, you know, put on the brown noise and
just
read your
book.
Just
know that they're going really fast.
They're going as fast. And maybe that's one of the reasons the pilot, you know, hit it a little bit harder.
We got a couple crying babies on board. We're going to go ahead and kick the tires and light the fires.
I think what they did is they put the turbo in.
Go ahead and turn that fasten seatbelt side on.
So it was funny. All right, so I traveled this weekend. Yeah. You were watching movies all weekend?
Yeah, it's funny because I don't watch a lot of TV in the summer because I'm usually out and about doing things. But we didn't have anything going on this weekend. And I have been wanting to watch that Bratz documentary that's popped up on Hulu. I'm talking about the Brat Pack from the 80s, because I don't really know much about them, but I kind of want to know the backstory and everything.
Did you watch it?
Didn't watch it. So what I'm doing before I do that is I am on my 80s movie journey.
Okay.
And I sat down and watched St. Elmo's Fire.
Okay.
16 Candles, which I know probably doesn't really relate to the Bratz one. And then a show called Class, which also had Rob Lowe and Andrew McCartney.
Andrew McCarthy. I don't know that one. I've never heard that one.
Yeah, it's kind of on the list of the Brat Pack movies, so I watched it. And then I'm going to dive into like The Outsiders, The Breakfast Club, and various other 80s movies. What I discovered is all those movies from the early 80s really, really suck.
It's garbage. It's hard to...
they're really bad.
It's hard to translate to modern times.
I just kind of wonder, like, if even back then in the early 80s, like, this was good. People actually walked out of the theater and was like, man, that was a good movie because the scripts are horrible. The acting sucks. The storyline, the plot, everything about it, about the three movies... was just the dumbest movies I've ever seen. I'm really starting to think I should start some sort of blog or something about this, you know, like iconic movies that actually suck. Because it's true. And I'm going on like this morning reading all the Rotten Tomatoes reviews of these movies because I'm like, am I missing something? Am I alone? Am I on an island with this? And everybody online is just kind of like, yeah, they're really bad movies.
Hey, normally I defend the movies you don't like. This time I'm not because I haven't seen two of the three. And 16 Candles I saw when it came out.
Yes.
So that was a million years ago, and I don't remember anything about it. They probably don't survive the test of time.
They really don't.
You know what else is funny that you mentioned that is if you watch even older movies, like from the 40s or the 50s or the 60s, one thing that stands out is that the acting is usually really bad. There was a different style of acting. And even into some 80s movies, it was some bad acting.
It was bad acting. And the plots for all three of these, like I was saying out loud because I wrapped them up and I was like, what was that? What did I just waste my time on? It was a story about absolutely nothing. There was no point to it. It ended abruptly on all three of these. And you're like, what the hell did I just watch?
You'll probably have you not seen Breakfast Club before?
No. So
really?
I have not. See, that's the thing. It's all these iconic movies I've never seen. Nicole's made a list of some 90s movies that she wants me to see and some 80s. Like, I've never seen Pretty Woman. Let's see. 10 Things I Hate About You, which was 90s, I think. Pulp Fiction, I actually put on the list.
Don't watch that.
Ghost, Mannequin.
Don't watch Pulp Fiction, I'm telling you.
I'm going to watch it because everybody talks about it. I've got to start watching all these movies.
But you're just
going to
come in
iconic.
And say that Pulp Fiction sucked.
No, I'm going to be honest.
It's not. No, but I know, but you won't like it.
I might. You don't know. I don't know. But I am on this, I hate to say journey again, but of all these movies that everybody talks about, they're on all these lists, and I want to see them. So I'm going to start diving in.
Well, that's good. It's kind of like...
It's kind of fun.
It's kind of also like people who... Like, I had a thing a few years ago where every other book I read, I would choose a, quote, classic.
Yeah.
So you're kind of doing the same thing with movies.
I am. And the part I like most about it is just seeing what like culture was like then too,
yeah,
you know,
right.
And seeing the cars in these movies and the old technology. And I'm getting a kick out of all that.
I will say that I really enjoyed, I haven't seen it in 25 years probably, but I really enjoyed Breakfast Club, although I didn't like the underlying message. In fact, I used it as an example, when I ran a nonprofit called the Big Brain Club, working with middle school kids, and I didn't like the underlying message of it, but it was funny. It was funny and poignant. So I don't know. You might like that one.
Maybe.
If you give it a chance. If you don't go in saying, oh, these 80s movies suck.
Speaking of the message, one of the best posts on Rotten Tomatoes about St. Elmo's Fire was, not only is this movie boring, it also manages to serve up societal no-nos such as stalking, drunk driving, and sexual harassment and make them all look cute and normal.
Yeah. It was a different time.
I guess so.